Let's get to that decision being made by this private academy in Colorado, where they suspended a 9-year-old girl for having a shaved head. Now, she shaved her head with her parents' permission to show support and empathy for her best friend, who was 11 years old, who was stricken with cancer, neuroblastoma, and lost all her hair and was very self-conscious about it. You know, some people thought, you know, she was a boy. And so she decided to do this, which I thought was a wonderfully brave, compassionate thing to do. And her school actually punished her for it. The story from a Denver television station starts off with the cancer-stricken girl. Her name is Delaney Clements, talking about what it's like being a little girl facing cancer treatment and losing her hair.
People would sometimes call me a boy, even though I was all dressed in pink.
Delaney's battled cancer for years, but never by herself.
I did it so she didn't have to feel left out.
But Cameron spent the day here instead of her classroom, all because she violated school policy. Her mother says she emailed school officials explaining why the 9-year-old shaved her head, but received a call saying she could not come back to school.
Because she made a decision, a very brave decision, to shave her head in support of her friend.
Cameron's mom shared their story on Facebook. The reaction, almost instant, with hundreds sharing the photo.
I was really excited that I would have somebody to support me and I wouldn't be alone with people always laughing at me.
What do you want to say to her?
I just want to say thank you for being a really good friend and actually being brave enough to do it and not only caring about your hair.
Friends support each other no matter what, and this is a very brave little girl, and we should all support her in that fact that she made that decision. And it is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
From the playground,
Cameron.
Amanda Brandeis, News Channel 5.
All right, now, the school, you know, said that, you know, they have a very clear policy, and that policy is that their dress code is there to enhance and reinforce uniformity and a lack of distraction, because they want the kids focused on school. And I mean, I understand that. I understand that principle. And I support it. I believe it. In fact, I don't have a problem with school uniforms in public or private school. Because the purpose of children going there is to learn. However, it's one thing to, you know, wear your hair in a spiked mohawk to distract, you know, your classmates, and another when you have shaved your head for this particular purpose. And what rattles me here is that the school knew what the purpose was, and they didn't care. They said, well, it's still a distraction. Now, what it really was, in my opinion, was a teaching moment, quite literally a teaching moment, where they would say, hey, Cameron has lost her hair. She cut her hair off on purpose. Why did she do that? And, you know, the reason was she was being a very good friend. She was thinking about others, not just herself. She was thinking about other people's feelings. And it would, you know, be something to commend, not something to punish. But, of course, that would require an ounce, a moment of reflection, and an ounce of common sense. And instead, the schools, you know, have this, you know, politically correct, regimented view of how kids should act, and if they're outside that, then I'm sorry, they're outside the bounds. And, you know, we've seen that here. You've seen it with examples like, was it in Edmonds, Phil, the Nerf gun, where these boys were allowed to bring a Nerf gun, a plastic Nerf gun, to school for a experiment. I think the experiment was on
class
velocity.
Class project or something.
Yeah, project on measuring velocity. So they were allowed to shoot the Nerf ball from the Nerf gun. And, of course, being boys, boys will be boys. They, after the project, they were playing and they were shooting the Nerf ball at each other, and the school freaks out. And what this is a clear violation of our firearms policy here. And a big deal is made, and the boys are suspended, and we send a camera crew from Como 4 up there to interview them. And the school is so blinkered by political correctness and anti-gun mindlessness that they not only insisted on seeing a plastic toy Nerf gun as a firearm, but they also told the Como reporter, I forget who the reporter was that day who went up there.
Pretty sure it was Tracy Vetter.
Was it Vetter? Yeah, okay.
Positive, yeah.
They told Tracy that if she wanted to hold up the Nerf gun in her report to give an example of what the boys were in trouble for, she had to stand off school grounds and do her report on the sidewalk on public property because that firearm, that plastic Nerf gun, could not be held on public property in the Edmonds, or on school property in the Edmonds School District. I mean, just, you know, stupidity on steroids. And, you know, it's this lack of just simple common sense discretion. We're not talking
about.
And
if you're wondering how we can have this toy gun here, well, the district actually moved us out to this sidewalk, so we're not officially on school property. Reporting live in Edmonds, Tracy Vetter, Como 4 News.
So, I mean, that's just another example of this mentality. You know, it used to be that, you know, parents felt assured that, well, at least I know the schools are backing up and reinforcing our values here at home. And at least we know that teachers there have some horse sense or some common sense. But all too frequently, you get just idiotic anecdotes and stories like this one, which, you know, just make you, you know, shake your head. So, by the way, the good news about this story down in Colorado is that the school district is doing a 180. They are continuing to, you know, stick by their policy, and there's nothing wrong with a policy. The policy doesn't say no shaved heads. It says no distractions. But they are saying that after coming under just terrible criticism that they richly deserved, heavy criticism that they richly deserve, the school district said, well, okay, fine, yes, we understand, and we see that perspective, that point of view, and therefore she can come back. So at least it has a happy ending. But what a shame that it took public ridicule to make that happen. Hey, by the way, want you to know that if you would like to do something to help express gratitude and thanks to the hundreds of people engaged in the recovery and search efforts at the Oso slide scene, I'm pleased to report that many KVI listeners and Star 101.5 listeners and Como News Radio listeners, because we all went in on this together to publicize a nice thank you card that was being signed by many, many people at the landing in Renton. And they're taking the card early this afternoon along with a few hundred donuts, courtesy of Top Hot Donuts, up to the rescuers, just as a way of saying, you know, there's a lot of people outside, you know, the Arlington, Darrington, Snohomish, Skagit areas that really appreciate what you're doing. And it's just our way of saying thank you, because those people are really in a thankless task. I'd like to say it's still a rescue effort. It really hasn't been for a while. I mean, hope springs eternal. You never know. But no one's really been calling out for help for a while, and it's just a matter now of trying to get as clear a count of how many people were fatally victimized by this terrible tragedy over the weekend. It's coming up here on 8:45, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Tomorrow, 8:04, we'll have a member of the King County Council, Democrat Rod Dembowski. He is from the North Seattle area. He's going to be coming on to talk about living wage jobs, which means that they're going to inflate the wage for that the county will pay people, courtesy of you, and also the $60 car tab increase and why he thinks you should vote for it. Again, that's going to be on tomorrow's show, 8:04. Still have 15 minutes in front of us here on The Commute with Carlson. Your phone calls welcome if you can get through, 206-421-5757.